Good morning, you beautiful children of God. You might just greet your neighbor that way for a moment. Okay. So now that we've got our identities down, we're secure enough to do a little confession thing. We don't have to do that. Some churches do. We just do it because it's good to let go, okay? So I want to check with you on something. Have you ever had one of those times in your life when you were completely in the dark about whatever was unfolding? You know, you didn't know why, you didn't know which, you didn't know what to do, and you were in the middle of it anyhow. Anybody had one of those? I won't go into the more. I know we could keep count, but okay. Now, because we've had that part of the journey, okay, now let me check in. Have you had those times in your life when you were there, maybe in the midst of challenge, but you knew what was taking place, you were clear, you knew how to work with it, and you were able to, from that place of understanding, really help move through it? Have you had that one too? Anybody? Okay? Okay. It's... I don't know about you, but I like the second one better. Okay, so, you know, I thought maybe you'd just spend a minute on how to get there would be a good idea. And it's a very special thing, that experience of having understanding when something is unfolding in our life. It's really an experience, if you will, of enlightenment. It's an illumination of the situation. It brings forth something that we call spiritual understanding. Because you understand, you see more deeply through that spiritual power within you. And that's why you know how to flow with it and work with it. It's always there for us. That light of God illumines your path. Always. That doesn't mean we always see it. Some of us have stumbled down the road a long time with our eyes closed. That's okay. The light of God illumines my path. Join me. The light of God illumines my path. Again. The light of God illumines my path. Once again. The light of God illumines my path. Now there's a wonderful teaching in the Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu tradition, that puts some of the elements in place that lets that happen. So I thought I'd probably greatly misrepresent Krishna. But I get to do that. And share with you the steps through this particular translation of the Gita. There's a point where Krishna is speaking and he says, with the sword of knowledge, cut asunder the doubt of the self born of ignorance. Okay, with the sword of knowledge, cut asunder the doubt of the self born of ignorance. Residing in the heart, take refuge in the way. So he's got three things there. With the knowledge, okay, with the sword of knowledge, cut asunder the doubt of the self born of ignorance. Then next, residing in the heart, take refuge in the way, or the yoga, or what he's really talking about is our spiritual practice. The ability to give expression to the spiritual principles that we know through that path of knowledge. The interesting thing to me there is how he starts out with knowledge. I have had a wonderful experience. I got to be with an amazing spiritual teacher. And what he said to me was, knowledge precedes transformation. Knowledge precedes transformation. Now, that was surprising to me. First of all, I had never perceived it that way at all. And second of all, I realized at the time I didn't fully understand what he was saying. But I thought enough of him that I chose to remember that. Okay, knowledge precedes transformation. And when I began to look at it, what's the role of knowledge in all this? I realized that much of our life, we are really learning how to live in this third dimensional experience. Okay, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And our human experience is primarily in the third dimensional experience, right? So we spend a whole lot of time from the time you're getting up and learning how to walk and run and do all those cute little things that my granddaughter's doing. Okay, until we get up to the, you know, and then you do the school thing and you learn and you get all the tools, the knowledge that it takes to put together life, careers, the skills that end up being how we earn our livings so that we can give, so that we can receive the material abundance that supports our lives, how to put together relationships. Some of us spend a real long time learning how to put together relationships, and sometimes we learn how not to put together relationships. But, you know, we acquire that knowledge so that we can be here successfully in this third dimensional realm. And somewhere along that way, if you're sitting here, you figured there has got to be more. And you're right. Now, sometime, for some of us, it was when we were quite young. Others, it really began to mature someplace in our adulthood. But we begin gaining the knowledge of the fourth dimensional part of our experience. That which we access through our spiritual nature. And that takes study and knowledge as well. Now, it doesn't give us the experience of that higher level of consciousness and awareness. It's not the knowledge that does that. What the knowledge does is it gives us the tools to focus our attention to do it, and it says to the mind, it's okay to cooperate and accept this. Because we've all had a lot of spiritual experiences that we didn't know what to do with. And so we pretty well suppressed them. I mean, there are a lot of you here that the story that's so familiar to me is the person in childhood is going along and they're playing with angels. They're having a ball and somebody tells them, you can't do that. Oh, and so they stop. You know, the spiritual ability that you have, the reason we learn and we study is so that we can say to the mind, it's all right to accept this. Okay? It's all right to focus and take these steps because there is more than I can see through my third dimensional perception. There's more than my five senses are going to tell me about. So knowledge. It's one of the reasons why here we have such a focus on knowledge. And a week from now, we've had this amazing week of spiritual study, our SEE classes coming up. And for a whole week, just getting in and studying in depth, like that whole relationship that you have with the divine or the amazing understandings that are a part of spiritual healing or the how to really look at things like the scriptures and perceive in there not this limited stuff that everybody's talking about, but the amazing wisdom that's hidden within them. Tremendous things to learn and work with. And there's a whole one on the power of prayer. Now, in Krishna's steps, that's part of the tools. Every religious path uses prayer because it works. Okay. So, again, knowledge, tremendously important. But there's another part of it. And so for that part, I want to go to Jesus. He says, or actually, many translations in years after he said, somebody remembered, told it to somebody else in languages and all later. One version that we get is... The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Okay, if thine eye be single, he goes on. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when a light shining of a lamp gives you light. So he's talking about both inner and outer illumination. Okay, he's talking about the experience of enlightenment. Okay, if your eye be single, he's not talking about this one. He's talking about the ability spiritually to perceive the presence of God. If you see one, you see that one power, if you see that it's all God, then that light can move in and through you and give you that understanding. It can illumine that which is within and that which is unfolding without. Beautiful, beautiful teaching. And probably I've thoroughly distorted it, but I love it that way. So the understanding that's there, that single, if the eye be single, or another translation is if it be good, if you are able to see the goodness, in other words, the godness, the presence of the one. What we know is we know how to get there. That is a higher fourth dimensional perception where we just see the one. We don't see good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't, you know, you blew it, all that stuff. It disappears at that level of spiritual awareness that for label's sakes we call higher fourth dimensions, where you just see the one. And with that comes a deep understanding. Very beautiful experience. And it's what happened when you understood that challenge and how to work with it. So we aren't talking about something where angels come down and all sorts of stuff. We're just talking about a capability completely within you. The light of God illumines my path. Join me. The light of God illumines my path. Now, I want to touch it in a way that we look at what that kind of looks like. Because this is great. But, so, I want to share with you experience of a woman. Her name is Betty Sheets. And Betty was an adult when this occurred. She was actually professionally a nurse. And she was dealing with her father. Her father was in a state of illness. Okay, he had a disease. And so Betty wanted to connect with her father. Now, that was a little hard. She said, honestly, she was afraid of her father. Very angry man. Very reactive. And it got great separation rather than connection with her and family. But realizing that this was a very difficult time for him, she really wanted to be there, be supportive, and connect with him. So she, goes up to him. He's sitting there, and she sits next to him and takes his hand, and he takes his hand away and turns away from her. And so she's going on, how am I going to work with this? And she realizes, okay, one of the things that, you know, he'll respect and listen about, because she's a nurse, she can talk about the physical things. So she begins and says to him, how are you doing? And then he just grunts and looks away. And she says, well, Dad, I want to tell you about this disease, because it was a lung disease. And she said, there's often a great experience of fear around this disease. She says, when people have a hard time taking a breath, they get very frightened. And when that happens, the fear exacerbates the reaction, and they end up with an asthma attack. So knowing how to work with your fear is very important. She said, I wanted to tell you that because I had an experience where I had a great deal of fear, and I learned how to work with it. So I wanted to share that with you. She says, what I did was I was just feeling this great amount of fear. It was overwhelming me, and I realized I couldn't do it by myself. So she talks about entering into an experience of prayer. And in this experience of prayer, she just imagined that God was there with her, and she could take and just let all that fear flow into her hands, and then just hold them out and let God take that from her. That infinite power of the divine taking what was greater than she was able to deal with. She said she just felt that go away, and then she felt very free. And the next week, apparently, the situation, whatever it was, reoccurred, and she was able to be there without the fear in dealing with it. So a very wonderful, meaningful way of working that she was sharing with her father. And his first response was, you're stupid. And then, God doesn't answer my prayers. God is against me. And so she waited. And he went on and said, and explained about a time when she was probably 8 or 9 years old. And he was a farmer. And they'd had some very rough years. And as a result, poor crops and, you know, weather and pests and all that, they were in debt. And this year he had a wonderful crop. So he's outside in a field, and he said he sees these huge clouds. He knows that one of the possibilities of those clouds where they lived is hailstorm. So he prayed and asked God to protect his crops from the hail, from damage. Storm came through, wiped out his crops. Okay, he and one other guy, the only ones, hit by the hail, completely wiped out. Okay. So as Betty listened to her father, she did an amazing thing. She chose compassion. Instead of reacting to his anger and rejection, she thought of how he had been alone ever since that point. How just fighting against everything. Because he had no sense of that love or support. And in her compassion, she felt moved to ask him a question. What would have happened if your prayer had been answered? And what he said was, I would have paid off the debt. You know, I would have been free. And she asked, what would have happened if you paid off the debt? And he thought about it. And he said, well, we'd have probably been like before, pests and weather, and I'd have been poor again. She said, Dan, I think your prayer was answered. I think you got moved out of a work that couldn't support you or your family. You got moved out of that and into the cattle business, and there you were very successful, financially and otherwise. You weren't just cattlemen, you were viewed as a great cattleman. And we never went hungry. We never didn't have clothes. We never did without something that we needed. Said, I think your prayer was answered, just not in the way that you thought it should be. That is spiritual understanding. To see something that looked so wrong. And I have no doubt that every one of us can look out at the world and see some things that look so wrong. Or in our own lives, and lay a few out. But what she saw, what her education let her know, that spiritual education let her know that there was something greater present than what she could see at the third dimension. That there is a greater intelligence and power responding to us and our prayers, and that she had the capability of seeing it. So she looked for the one with that single eye. And it illumined the situation before it so she could share with her father. And one of the beautiful things of illumination is it does get shared. She, after a very long pause, was about to get up and leave when he reached over and took her hand and said, pray with me. He'd come to that point where he could ask for the help that he needed, knowing there was something greater responding to him. Again, spiritual understanding is it's a beautiful thing. As we meet these challenges, and the wonderful thing about this day and age is we get to meet more faster than we ever did before. It's so exciting. Instead of being on a spiritual ride, we are on a spiritual rocket. And this makes tremendous difference because the light of God illumines your path. Say it with me. The light of God illumines my path. Again, the light of God illumines my path. It's right there, right now. Once again, the light of God illumines my path. It does. The knowledge is wonderful, but the knowledge doesn't give the freedom. What she did was choose compassion. As Krishna said, resting in the heart, because that is the road to that higher perception. That is the road to that beautiful spiritual light that illumines your path. And your path is filled with amazing goodness. Bless you.